1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
And don't forget about our webcast on the 21st of December. Have you signed up for your backstage pass? Just go to philhendryshow.com. We have the first ever Phil Hendry Show webcast December the 21st, featuring a webcast of our show and our show prep. So it starts at 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern. Check it out, our show prep process, and then the webcast of our show. And this will feature a 360-degree live streaming video. You control the action. You, using the mouse on your computer, you can scroll around the room. You can see whatever you want to see. It is groundbreaking, never-before-seen technology, and we'll have it during our webcast on the 21st. How do you get it? PhilHendryShow.com. Sign up for your backstage pass. And this is a special bonus. So you get all of the audio that we have on our backstage pass available to you. You have the live ability to listen to our show live on the internet. You also have 24 hours of listening to the Phil Hendry Show live or on tape. How do you describe that? It's on demand. You know, today's show is on demand, and then you go to our 30-day archive and all of the audio archives. And as a bonus on the 21st, you get the webcast. All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. Coming up later on this half hour, we will play Wheel of Hendry for our jackpot today, $5. And if you don't get Wheel of Hendry, if you don't guess which guest will pop up on our Wheel of Hendry, then we add another dollar to our jackpot for a total of $6 next week. Today's jackpot is $5. We'll add a dollar if you don't get it. You have to guess which guest will pop up on Wheel of Hendry. Will it be Bud Dickman, Harvey Wireman, R.C. Collins, Bob Green, Jeff Dowder, Margaret, David G. Hall, or Bobby Dooley? Which one will it be? That'll be happening later on in this half hour. We'll tell you when, okay? And just a little informational background on what happened this weekend. I went to the one city where you shouldn't go if you're trying to keep from being fat. I went to Solvang, California. We went up there this weekend, took the kids, stayed at a guest ranch, which was exciting. Kids got to go horseback riding. I got to lay there and do nothing. And then I tried to hike up this trail. They had this trail. It was one side said strenuous hike. The other said normal hike. So I went up the strenuous hike trail. And that's like stopping every 5 feet and going, and then going on. But anyway, Solvang is this town in California that, if you've ever been there or not, some of you guys may think that it was settled by Danish people. I've heard different stories. I've heard that that's some Chamber of Commerce baloney. Anytime you get some Chamber of Commerce telling you, and we were founded in the 16th century by witches, it's usually some baloney they came up with to try to goose tourism. And I think, and I'm not sure, and I don't mean to cast aspersions on the fine little town of Solvang, it's a great little place to go and eat donuts and fattening Danish pastries. They serve these... What are you doing, Taylor? It's in queue? Taylor, man, you messing with my board? You think they have good fudge there, Chris, but we went and got the fudge, and the first thing the kid said was it wasn't as good as mom's. But, you know, kids say that about a lot of stuff. Men say that about a lot of stuff. Wasn't as good as mom's. Anyway, we went over there, and it was really a very nice place, but they have these sadistic Danish pastries, the stuffed eclairs and those cream puffs. You ever had a cream puff? I mean, a real Danish cream puff? You know what that is? Oh, it's just whipped cream and a little muffin underneath it. The muffin's about the size of a nickel, and they ladle in the cream is the size of a basketball. So it's a basketball-sized thing of cream on top of a nickel-sized muffin in a little paper cup. And when you eat this, you know, your face is a whipped cream face. Thing's about as big as J-Lo's ass. Anyway, went there and, you know, ate and all that crap. So forget it, man. I mean, today's the day. Today's the day we go back on Weight Watchers. But today, because I'm not back on Weight Watchers 100%, I had an apple and a coffee and a cigarette. That's what I had for breakfast. Had an apple, a coffee, and a Marlboro Light. And so and tomorrow I'm going to work my way up. You know, I think a Marlboro Light has 1 point, that kind of thing. So the other thing we did is we stayed at this ranch. The kids went horseback riding. And That's something that's never really quite, I don't know what that is, you know, horseback riding. A lot of people like to go horseback riding. They dig to be out in nature. I like it, but you can see it just as well riding an ATV or something, or hiking even. But on a horse, I don't know. And the thing stops every 5 minutes to crap or take a leak. And for some reason, I'm embarrassed being on a horse that's doing that. You know, and then the horses, of course, fart liberally and regularly. And wouldn't you? You're a poor creature, you get this saddle on you, somebody you don't know is on top of you, trying to tell you what to do, some novice kicking you and pulling the reins. You're a horse, man. You've been down this thing a million times. You've been down this trail a million times. You don't need Charlie just in from the big city, some city slicker coming in there and sticking his Bruno Maglis in your side. They feed these horses beefaroni. It's a bad, man. So I said I'd pass on that, and the kids went out horseback riding. Instead, what I did is I took the youngest one over to this petting zoo, and they had goats. You ever met a goat? They're actually very intelligent. They're smarter than dogs. And the first thing this one goat did is it tried to eat my pants. Thing comes up, sniffs me, and then tries to chow down on my jeans. And the people that work there, though, well, that's Rudy. Now, Rudy will do that. You know, I don't know what his problem is. Now, Eddie, he's very friendly. And there's Al. Al, we got him 6 years ago. They got names for all of them. They all have personalities. Well, he'll do that, see. You know, well, I didn't know Rudy. But, oh, yeah, Rudy will eat your pants. Rudy will eat the pants right off of you. You better hang on to your pants. Rudy's gay. And you don't know that about goats, did you? Rudy's into guys, so it's really a lot of fun, sir, but if he tries to mount you, and just don't worry about it. Just let him do what he's doing. The worst thing you can do with a goat is to kind of push him away, because he'll butt you there, you know. So just let the goat mount you from behind. It'll be fine, sir. Yeah, just bite your lip, hang onto the pillow, and get through it. It'll be okay. What are you talking about, man? I'm in a petting zoo. Just don't bug the goats. Don't be against animals now. You're going to be cruelty to animals? Is that what this is? No, I just want the goat mounting me from behind. Now, come on. So the goat's there, and then they had another one. What the hell was this? Oh, yeah, they had a pig or something. This thing wouldn't leave me alone. All the animals just love me. That was a lot of fun. And we got the hell out of there with our brains intact. It was a wonderful weekend there, just staying at the old Rambling Ranch. And you know what? You can do that. You can take your whole family. I highly recommend it. Take them out to like a dude ranch where you can, you know, see the animals. And you can shovel the hay and you can smell the beautiful country air in the morning. And you can do it for a family of six, only $53 million. That's all it'll take. Just get your I'm sure you have American Express Platinum. Of course you do. Just whip it out, lay it on them, and it's just like it's free. And you don't know about it until the bill comes at the end of the month, I believe. All right, our number here, 1-800-449-8686. And what we'd like to do is play Wheel of Hendry for our big jackpot of $5. If you don't get it, now how many times are we going to roll the Wheel of Hendry here? Well, we'll do three or four rolls of Wheel of Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. If you don't get it, the jackpot goes up to $6 next week. So we'll roll it again next Monday, all right? So line up here for Wheel of Hendry. You got to guess which Phil Hendry show guest will be popping up on Wheel of Hendry. If you guess right, you get our jackpot this week, $5. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
So we got these Christmas lists we're going through. I don't know, you know, the stuff these guys want, a horse, but just because of that whole ranch run, they want a horse, a stable, and feed. And then another one wants a arcade game. Not the kind of game that you can also play in an arcade with the home version. He wants the game that you find in the arcade. It's that dance game. You know that dance game? It's a cool game where you get up and you put in the quarter or whatever the hell, and you're trying to dance to the lights that go off. Well, one of the kids wants that. Well, I don't think they have a home use version of that. And if you get the arcade game, it's probably about $20,000. This is what these guys are asking for. Do I look that prosperous? I don't think I even looked. It's, and on top of that, I'm told by Chris, it's a Japanese game. So that means it's probably some kind of kooky dance he wouldn't know anyway. I don't know what the hell it is. So going through all of those lists, and then I found one for a trampoline. I went, you know, the trampolines, kids are into trampolines, and they're really cool, and you can get a lot of exercise on those things, right? You know how expensive those things are? They're like $5. $5, $6 for a trampoline. And then the installation's like another $100.50. You're like pushing $1,000 just to have something you can bounce up and down on in your backyard. I can't think of, you know. So, it looks like we're just going to have to go back to the old standby. We'll just stuff some candy in their stocking and, you know, give them socks. 1-800-449-8686. So it's Wheel of Henry. Guess which Phil Henry show guest pops up? You could win our jackpot of $5. Goes up $1 to $6 next week. Which guest that we have on frequently on our show is going to pop up on Wheel of Henry? Here's Bob. Bob?
Yo.
Which guest is going to pop up here on Wheel of Henry?
Well, for the sake of your job, I hope it's David G. Hall.
For the sake of my job, is it David G. Hall? Let's listen.
Sunrise.
Oh, it's Jeff Dowder, man.
I'm a loser.
All right, brother. Thanks for calling. Wheel of Henry, 1-800-449-8686. Jeff in Fargo. Hello, Jeff.
How you doing?
How you doing, brother?
Great.
Which guest pops up on Wheel of Henry this hour?
Oh, I'm going for Ted Bell.
Ted Bell. Let's see if it's Ted Bell. Does this remind you of Vegas? Just sitting there listening to this all day long?
Shut up. I want to say something else.
David Hall. Missed out on that, Jeff, but thanks for calling. Wow, the last guy had David Hall, but that pops up now. Here's John in Salt Lake.
Dean Wheeler. Give me Dean Wheeler!
That's what she said.
It's a big deuce sandwich, and we all got to take a bite.
That's R.C. Collins, John, but thanks for playing Wheel of Henry. Let's move on to Dan. Dan?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead, brother. Which guest is going to pop up on Wheel of Henry?
It is going to be Bobby Dooley.
Let's see.
Do you ever eat your own boogers?
Nah, Bud Dickman. Bud Dickman.
Oh.
Thanks for playing, man. All right, we'll do one more here and see if we can get a winner on our Wheel of Henry this week. Here's Paul. Go ahead, Paul.
Hi, I'm going to hope it's Harvey Wireman.
Harvey Wireman, let's see.
I am in the middle of a very heavy flow.
That's Bobby Dooley, man. But thanks for playing Wheel of Henry. And all day long in Vegas, all you hear is... Come home with that in your head. Do they have a game? Janice, you were saying they have a game that's called Wheel of Fortune, and all you hear in the casino is Wheel of Fortune. Look at Chris giving it the big thumbs up. Did you win 1,000 quarters in that? We got a couple of more callers. Should we keep playing? How long can you keep playing this before you just start hearing this all night long and on into tomorrow, you know? Let's go ahead and play another round of Wheel of Henry. I know Roy is hanging on here from Memphis. Roy?
Hey, Phil.
How you doing, man?
Pretty good, pretty
okay,
good.
Which character?
Jay Santos.
Jay Santos. Let's see if it happens.
Let's do it.
Let's see if it happens for you, man.
Spooge Demon.
No, that's Harvey Wireman.
Wireman.
Thank you very much, Roy.
Okay, thanks, Phil.
All right. Now, remember, you're playing for $5. That's $5. Tomorrow... Or actually next week. We won't play again for another week because we want to space it out. And then we'll add $1 and you'll play for $6 next week. Scott, go ahead.
Yeah, Phil.
Yes, sir. What is your pick on Wheel of Henry here?
R.C. Collins.
R.C. Collins. Let's see if we get it. Guaranteed winners.
I don't even mind eating a little Far East tonight.
That's Bob Green. But thank you very much.
Thanks.
You know how they say in the casinos we guarantee 97% winners? I think we're probably right around 30% right now, but we're working on it. Let me see if we can go to another caller here. Darren, go ahead, man.
I think we got to try Bud Dickman again.
Let's try Bud Dickman one more time. Here. And good luck from all of us on the Phil Henry Show.
Oh, thank you.
I got chlamydia.
You lose. That's R.C. One of Bud's good friends, though. Oh, my God. All right, let's go over here to Mike. Mike in Santa Cruz. Mike, which character is going to pop up here? Somebody's got to win.
It's got
to
be Pastor Redneck.
Pastor Redneck? You mean Pastor Redneck?
Redneck or whatever his name
go
is.
Go ahead. Let's see if it's Pastor William Redneck.
Just totally asinine.
Now, Harvey again. Oh, Harvey damn. Again. Let's try it again here, and Brian. Hi, Brian. Go ahead. Which one do you think is going to pop up here on Wheel of Henry?
Bobby Dooley.
Bobby Dooley. Let's see if we can pull Bobby out of her slump.
I am in the middle of a very heavy
slump. Oh, my God!
Right on.
Oh, my God! Brian, where are you calling from?
Portland.
Brian, you have won. $5 from the Phil Henry Show. Brian, how do you feel?
I feel incredible. Yeah? It's amazing, yeah.
How do you feel about it?
It's incredible.
Oh, my God! All right, brother, hold on. We're going to get your whatever the hell it is that you got so we can send you the money, all right?
All right, thanks.
Do you mind cash?
Not a problem.
Okay, hold on. Send him $5 in cash in like a piece of paper folded up so the postman doesn't rip into it and steal it. Okay, thanks a lot, Chris. Yes, the only show that pays off in cash... The Phil Henry Show. I've always wanted to have one of those shows where you like give away $1 million and the guy's screaming and yelling and going ape. Anyway, that's our budget. Okay, did anybody go out and see it this weekend? Did anybody go out and see it this weekend? I want to ask you, and I want a serious answer. Did you go out? Did you see it? Ocean's 11? Neither did I.
Someday I'll have me a chauffeur. And a block-long limousine, EO-11.
And two good eyes.
EO-11.
Two good eyes.
Someday I...
Anyway, it busted the box office record set by Harry Potter, or beat Harry Potter. And coming up this hour, we're going to have Doug Danger talking about EO-11. That's Ocean's 11, which was a premiere this past weekend. And from my understanding, it beat Harry Potter, like $39 million, and Harry Potter only made a miserable, a rotten, stinking $14 million. You know, what is it about this generation of moviegoers? We all know how much money movies make now. Can you dig that? Is that a function of the fact that we're just such big sports fans that we have to know the tally on everything? We got to know the tally. We want to know the score on everything. And if it ain't sports, it's movies. If it isn't movies, it's record sales. We know how many units are shipped. There was a time when people didn't know what a unit was, and they didn't know what shipped meant. But now we know how much money every single movie makes, and we know that a movie is, we know when a movie is making a healthy amount of money and when it isn't. And if a movie only busts $100 million and it took $150 million to make, well, that's a pile. Now, I remember when the first Ocean's 11 came out, because I couldn't go see it. I was too young. No, you weren't allowed to go see a movie like that. Although, I don't know that they had any ratings back then. But I never saw the film. And I still haven't seen the whole original Ocean's 11. I've seen parts of it. And it's got Dean Martin, and he drinks, and there's a lot of really good-looking women, and there's a bunch of guys, and they knock off three casinos. But you got to figure this one's going to be way better. Only because of the fact that there is a certain... realism that we have in movies today. I mean, I don't know how they knocked off the casinos in 1960 in the movies, but it probably had a lot to do with a gun that didn't sound like a real gun and guys getting shot and falling over without any real blood. And nowadays, the movies are just all that much better with the realism they bring to it, with the authenticity they bring to it, with the rooting in reality and the rooting in real life. Yeah, three casinos robbed in Las Vegas. Sure. You got a bootleg of that, Chris? You bring it on in tomorrow, and we'll take a look at it in the office, okay? Oh, you got the original? Sure, yeah, that's fine. If you get that thing bootlegged, though, when you go out and see it again this week and you have your little camera hidden, bring that in, too, will you? Wouldn't mind seeing that. I ain't been to a movie in I don't know how long. I ain't seen Harry Potter. I was going to go see Harry Potter, but the problem with that was it was the opening weekend. My daughter wanted to go, and I knew I'd be sitting in the middle of a theater with 100 million screaming kids. It was going to be hot. It was going to be sweaty. It was going to smell like little kids, and we passed. So Maria took the kids to go see it. And today Janice walks into the office and goes, well, if you go see it, I mean... I ain't seen a flick in so long. The last movie I watched was on HBO, and it was, I don't know, some piece of crap called Wizard of Oz. I can't remember. You know what I did this weekend? Instead of going to see Ocean's 11, I went to a petting zoo. So go ahead. Tell me I'm not cool. Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
I'm sorry, that was supposed to be the Ocean's 11 theme, Doug. apparently it's not.
What is that?
That's the, that's some stuff. It ain't, here's, well, I played it at the end of the last half hour, the Ocean's 11 theme. Doug Danger joins us from the Orange County Courier. He's the entertainment and film critic for the Orange County Courier. To talk about Ocean's 11 and Harry Potter in this past weekend in film.
Now that's it right there, Phil.
Yeah, there it is.
And a block long limit.
And I was going to play that.
I don't know what you want to talk about this half hour, Phil, but I am a little bit just a little bit put out by what happened last week. I wrote in my column, and you remember I talked to you last week about this. I wrote in my column. And I very confidently predicted that Ocean's 11 was going to absolutely destroy Harry Potter at the box office. And guess what happened this past weekend, Phil?
Okay, it was $39 million?
$39 million to $14 million. Exactly what I predicted would happen. Exactly what I said would happen in my column last week, that Ocean's 11 would destroy Harry Potter because the American people want to see a good American movie. They want to see good, clean, crisp writing. They want to see good, sophisticated acting. They want to see a well-written screenplay. They want to see a good film. And that's the difference between a movie and a film. Harry Potter is a movie featuring this ridiculous notion of broom handles and everything else. Ocean's 11 is a film. And what disturbs me, Phil, as a gay man and as a gay journalist, you know I'm gay, and I've never made any secret of that.
I understand that, right.
And I've never made any secret to my employer. I came out of the closet almost 6 months ago, so I have been down the road. And I told my employers I'm gay, and there's nothing you can do about it, and I'm going to write how I feel. And they said they had seen samples of my writing. They said, well, you are a brilliant writer, and I say that. I don't know if I would call myself brilliant, but...
You're a good writer.
I'm a good writer. And so I said, I'm going to tell it the way it is. And last week, I said that Ocean's 11 would absolutely mangle Harry Potter at the box office, and that's exactly what happened. And yet, not one of the major news syndicates picked it up, and Ocean's 11 didn't use it in its advertising copy. And I suspect a little bit of homophobia.
Well, wait a minute. You said in your column that you thought that Ocean's 11 would destroy Harry Potter.
That's right. That's right.
And usually they'll use little advertising lines from writers. They didn't use yours?
No, they didn't use mine. And the reason why they didn't use mine is because I think it's still a little early for Hollywood to use quotes from a gay man and a gay journalist.
Well, that can't be true.
Name me one gay film critic who's quoted often.
I don't know. I mean, Rex Reed.
You don't know he's gay. Has he ever come out?
I guess I don't. I only say.
Why'd you say Rex Reed?
I shouldn't have said Rex Reed. I thought maybe he was gay. I don't know.
Why?
Because.
Why? Look, Doug. Phil, whatever your name is, I am saying.
Doug, that's my line.
Okay.
Why are you pinning me, man? I'm your friend here.
No, I just wonder why you thought Rex Reed was gay.
Maybe it's the way that he talks. I don't know.
Look, what I'm so sick and tired of is I'm sick of parents saying, Harry made my kid read. Harry made my kid read. Ocean's 11 will allow your kid to get in touch with reality instead of this wizard crap. I was, when this Harry Potter stuff came out, I said it looked like a home movie of a kid's Halloween party and was trotting out all of this wizard stuff. J.K. Rowling's got to be the luckiest woman on earth, all right, to have written something so easy to write. I mean, that's easy. What she wrote is easy. And it, well, I, can I interrupt here and say that if it's easy, a lot of other people would have done it. What say?
I said if what J.K. Rowling wrote was easy, a lot of other people would have done it.
I could easily have done that. And it,
well, then why didn't you?
I got a job, all right? I write a column for a newspaper. I critique film. I don't go to movies. I go to films. And let me just, film is spelled F-I-L-M. Movie is M-O-V-I-E. Movies are what little kids go to. And little kids that smell, like you were saying the kids smelled.
I said I was afraid they were going
to
smell.
That's what they go to. Adults go to films. I could easily have written Harry Potter. But I have my column. I had a lot of stuff I had to do. And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. They're not going to accept a lot of stuff from me. It's going to be tougher for me to get Harry Potter published than J.K. Rowling, who I understand is straight, although I could be wrong. So I'm just thankful, Phil, that the death grip that Harry Potter had on the film audience is now loosened, and that we can go and see a real movie with crisp writing, good, clean, crisp acting, and a very crisp screenplay.
So the operative word there is crisp.
All right, I guess you're trying to be funny.
Well, no, I mean, okay, so it's Ocean's 11, far superior movie to Harry Potter.
Far superior movie to Harry Potter.
And the audience is voting with their pocketbooks, too, $39 million.
That's exactly as I predicted it. And I predicted that a whole week ago, and nobody has given me credit. They haven't used that prediction in the ad copy. And
well, I don't know. Ocean's 11, any movie that uses those little ad lines that, like, you know, great movie, so-and-so, USA Today.
That's right.
I don't know why or how they go and pick those quotes, but it seems to me that they probably have more to do with the movie than the box office, don't they?
No, they have anything to do with anything. I said a week ago that Ocean's 11 would mangle Harry Potter the way he ought to be mangled. The way any British movie about some wizardry and sorcerers and this idiotic notion of kids flying should be destroyed by a great film like Ocean's 11. Ocean's 11 is full of identifiable actors. The C-grade actors in Harry Potter, absolutely ridiculous.
Well, I mean, thank God Ocean's 11 came along and destroyed Harry Potter at the box office. By last count, like we said, $39 million. Harry Potter, $14 million. And that as it should be, because this is an American audience going to see it.
Yeah, but I'm saying, I predicted this. And as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I feel that I should be given some credit, and yet I haven't been. And I haven't been, I think, because of a present homophobia. And
well, what do you want him to say? Do you want him to say, by the way, Doug Danger predicted that Ocean's 11 would destroy Harry Potter?
I'd like some mention in the ad copy of the movie, you know, Ocean's 11 destroys Harry Potter, Doug Danger, Orange County Courier.
And they haven't done it.
I think it's because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. But I've never been afraid of saying I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I think that's one of the things that scares them. They're afraid of a gay man being right. Because when a gay man is right, that just furthers their paranoia about gays. Because generally we are right. And
okay, look, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Talking to Doug Danger here about, and I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
Well, but I wanted to finish the thought, Phil, that a gay man being right about something further threatens straight culture. And I can understand that if straight culture is threatened, they don't want a gay guy being right.
Are you usually right? I mean,
most of my predictions, yeah. I predicted, for instance, I'll give you a good example. I predicted before anybody else that Saving Private Ryan would be a phenomenal film. I predicted before anybody else that AI by Steven Spielberg was going to be a piece of just a walking turd. So I predicted all of that. But nobody took any notice of it because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, I'm not going to stop being a gay man and a gay journalist just because they won't quote it. A gay man and a gay journalist knows about how real magic wands work. Let me tell you what. Harry Potter was a weak attempt to copy Queer as Folks. And that's all I'm saying.
All right. 1-800-449-8686 is our number as we talk to Doug Danger, who was the first to say that Ocean's 11 was going to destroy Harry Potter at the box office, although since it has, he hasn't gotten any credit for it. We're also talking about Ocean's 11, he is at least, as a far superior movie to Harry Potter. I don't know how you can say, how do you compare, for instance, Doug, how do you compare a kid's movie to a you know, Harry Potter's for kids. Ocean's 11 is going to be received differently, right?
But as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I don't think so. I saw a lot of adults. See, people said it was for kids. As a gay man and as a gay journalist, I can tell you the crowds I saw were at least half adult.
Well, no kidding. It was parents who brought their kids.
How do you know? You don't know those are parents. No adults went to see Harry Potter because, once again, they were told by the marketing machine, all right? They went to see Harry Potter because the marketing machine told them to do it, not because their kids were there.
All right. 1-800-449-8686, the number. Doug Danger, is this about you not getting credit for the fact that you predicted Ocean's 11 would bury Harry Potter? Or is this about you just saying that Ocean's 11's a better movie than Harry Potter?
Well, I think... I don't understand what you're asking me. Of course it's about me not getting credit. I mean, that's...
Of course it's about you not getting credit.
Yeah. I wasn't going to come on your show and just talk about these movies. I'm talking about these movies in light of the fact that I got absolutely disrespected by nobody giving me credit for predicting Ocean's 11 was going to be better than Harry Potter.
Oh, okay.
I mean, of course it is.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Tammy, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Yes, hello. I wanted to say to this gentleman that, first of all, what kind of an ego does he have just to think that because he wasn't quoted, it's because he's gay? I mean,
I predicted that Ocean's 11 would bury Harry Potter at the box office this weekend.
Good for you, sir, but that's not such a huge revolution. I'm sure millions of people could make that prediction, but they're not going to get quoted in the paper.
Well, I didn't hear anybody say it. I was the only one that I read that said it. I came out and I said, Ocean's 11 will destroy Harry Potter. Now, usually they'll take a quote like that and they'll put it up in the ad copy. Ocean's 11, you got to see it, will destroy Harry Potter, Doug Danger, Orange County Courier. They didn't do that.
Even if they didn't put it in the paper, what makes you think it's because you're gay? There are a lot of gay journalists
and
movie critics who have been quoted
before.
Well,
I don't know. Name me one gay movie critic.
Roger Ebert.
Not gay. He's straight.
Roger Ebert's gay? No, he's straight.
Not from what I've heard.
Oh, see. So you got the... Look, lady, I'm gay. I know who's gay, and I know who isn't,
okay? I think it's a known fact that he is, but that's besides the
point. Well, it might be a known fact that you're a lesbian. Doesn't mean that you are.
Now,
see, what I'm saying is...
You're no kind of a gentleman.
No, you just called Roger Ebert gay, not knowing whether he is or not.
No, I'm pretty sure he is.
Oh, you're pretty sure he is?
But that's besides the point. I don't think that they didn't quote you because you're gay.
They didn't quote me because they're homophobic and because they don't want a gay man being right. Because the more I'm right, the more you straight people look wrong.
Oh, that's hogwash.
Why do you think I wasn't chosen for Roger Ebert's show? They're afraid of me. I'm a gay man saying two thumbs up. I'm openly
gay. And why do you think Ocean's 11 is such a far superior movie than Harry Potter? Harry Potter provides more imagination to children than Ocean's 11 does.
Oh, I'm sure. A kid flying around. You
buy that? Ocean's 11 is all about the big stars.
Do you buy a kid flying around on a broomstick? I don't.
No, but I think it leaves something to the imagination.
There's no way it could happen. There's no way it could happen.
And it's about a magical thing. What do you mean there's no way it could happen?
It's not realistic. Look, I was up for that job on Roger Ebert's show, but they didn't give it to me because I'm gay. And because I say two gay thumbs up, I never say just a thumb up.
Now, maybe you shouldn't
Ocean's
say
11
that.
Is based on reality.
I don't hear Roger Ebert saying that.
And Harry Potter is, because he's not gay.
All right. I mean, this is not a debate about whether Roger Ebert is gay or not. This is a debate about
whether or not there's homophobia against Doug Danger, and there is.
Well, you can't prove that just because they didn't use your quote that Ocean's 11 was going to bury Harry Potter at the box office. And what do you mean you're the first guy who said one gay thumb up? 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger. He's a gay man and a gay journalist, the entertainment and film critic for the Orange County Courier. He says he was the first to say that Ocean's 11 would destroy Harry Potter, and nobody's giving him credit because he's gay. It's the Phil Henry Show. I'm with Doug Danger of the Orange County Courier. You say that Ocean's 11 beat Harry Potter. You're right, and you predicted it.
I I predicted it. Look, Phil, society has been delivered from the stench of Harry Potter. Let's just be real. And
you really don't like Harry Potter, do you?
I don't. I don't like the movie at all. I don't like a lot of British-made movies. I think they're idiotic, and I can't understand what the actors are saying. I think that Ocean's 11 has been a savior. I think George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Julia Roberts, they have literally lifted the dark, odious fart cloud of Harry Potter off of us. And I think as a way of saying thank you, we should go and rent every single one of Steven Soderbergh's films.
Well, I think Steven Soderbergh's tremendous. I mean, Traffic, Aaron Brockovich.
I mean, the guy's phenomenal.
Absolutely. But to say that Harry Potter was an odious fart cloud that had descended...
I said that.
Well, I think it's...
And the reason why they won't quote me is because I'm gay.
Maybe they're not quoting you, man, because it sounds very mean-spirited.
It's not mean-spirited. Tell it like it is. Because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, they won't quote, I think, a dynamite line like that. Harry Potter, a stench has been lifted by Ocean's 11.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Eddie, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
I think the comment is asinine. Harry Potter, in 4 weeks, has grossed $239 million, all-time record. No one ever came close to it. This week, which is his fourth week out, $14.1 million or $14.3 million. There's no chance that Ocean's 11 will ever gross that in its fourth week.
Well, first of all, the
most
movie,
likely won't even come to $80 million, or $90 million,
well, right,
total.
First of all, the movie's called Harry Potter, not Henry Potter.
It's Harry Potter.
Yeah, well, you said Henry.
I made
secondly,
a mistake, but
the movie
followed the book
a lot
perfectly.
A lot of brats forced their parents into going to the movie. I will give you that. But are you trying to tell me Ocean's 11 isn't going to bury Harry Potter from here on out? Come on.
Sure, from here on out, because Harry Potter's out 4 weeks. But in 10 and
Ocean's
11
is going to do
from
double.
Now,
Ocean's 11
will have a gross of about $70 million,
no,
or maybe $75.
I predict
and
Ocean's
Harry
11.
Potter worldwide sales will be up to $500 million in a year and a half.
Say that again.
In a year.
Say that again.
Within a year, Harry Potter worldwide will be over $500 million. Will be the all-time record.
Are you, hold on for a minute, I just wanted to...
What are you doing?
I just want to get some of this down. Harry Potter what?
And within a year, with worldwide sales, will be over $500 million.
Well, what are you doing?
I'm just getting some of this down.
Wait a minute, this guy, why don't you go out and get your own information except from a guy calling a talk show?
I just think that Harry Potter is done. It's done, it's destroyed. I think
destroyed.
It's
the
been
movie
completely
grossed so much.
Destroyed.
The second edition will also gross. Will also be huge. With another Star Wars.
Who's going to get the Star Oscar? George Clooney or that little bespeckled anemic freak from Britain? I think it's going to be Mr. Clooney.
All right, let me go to another call here. 1-800-449-8686. Lois, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hello. Hey, I just wanted to call and say if there's such a thing as being heterophobic and using that as a shield to cover up for a lack of upward mobility, you know, and blame your failure to advance on being gay rather than just having no talent. That's what you're doing.
No talent? I was the first one
Absolutely.
To say that Ocean's 11 would destroy Harry. I was the first one to say that
Which
Harry
matters
Potter...
matters to nobody.
Wait a minute. I was the first one to
no,
say that Harry Potter was an
no
odious
one.
Fart stench.
Okay. It,
well, that's a real brilliant
Ocean's
line.
Ocean's 11 what? Is a remake. Who cares? At least Harry Potter's something new.
No, anybody could have written Harry Potter. I could have written Harry Potter had I had enough time, but I have a job.
Well, no,
you know?
And you also have a complete lack of imagination, or you find something other than homophobia
lack,
to blame your failure on.
You're saying the line that Harry Potter was a foul, egg-smelling fart wasn't at least descriptive in comparing it to Ocean's 11?
I would say that any fourth-grade boy could come up with that.
What are you typing?
Just what the lady's saying.
Well, why don't you write your own column, man, instead of quoting what the lady's saying?
Harry
That's because
Potter.
I'm better than him.
Harry Potter was a sulfuric egg fart.
Hold on. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.